wooded area. It's a wonderful area with fresh air and so on. So he was vacationing in Irkutsk in 1918 when he died. He died suddenly. And so, of course, no one would want to take him from Irkutsk to Brisk. It was 1918, which was not the best of times for taking someone on such a trip. In any event, the Nativ, we'll talk about him in 1 minute, already died and is buried here in the Warsaw Cemetery. The Nativ was co-Rosh Yeshiva together with Rukayim and Volozhin. The Nativ, of course, is Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin. Not only was he co-Rosh Yeshiva, but he was a relative of Rukayim Soloveitchik in about five different ways, directly, indirectly, through marriages of their children, and so on and so forth. So it was appropriate, once the Nativ was buried here, to bring Rukayim to Warsaw, and the two are buried together. The Nativ, of course, is one of the greatest Rosh Yeshivas of all time. He was for many, many years in Volozhin. I believe he was born in 1817, and the Tziv died in 1893. The yeshiva was closed in 1892. What was the Tziv doing in Warsaw? And the Tziv came here to raise money, to pay off all the debts. And this yeshiva, he was not only the Rosh Yeshiva, but the fundraiser. And he owed a tremendous amount of money. He came here to raise money, died while he was raising money, buried here in this cemetery. Now, a lot of famous Hasidic rabbis are buried right here, one after another. The Amshin of the rabbis, Radzimina Rebbe, Radzina Rebbe, Novominska Rebbe, Biana Rebbe, many families, many children and descendants of Gera Rebbes are buried here, all over the cemetery. It's unbelievable who's buried here. So I said enough because we have no time. We're going to go with three, four at a time. You can go into the Ohel. It's a very small Ohel. I assume candles
are lit
now.
Well, it says here, somebody from Biana.
I hope on the tour that you had this morning, it was spelled out to you that to the right of us is the Neris, what used to be called the Vilnia River, and what Vilna is named after. And we just left the old city, the old part of Vilna, where the Jewish community lived from the 14th century on. We're moving now across the Teich, as it were. We're going over a bridge. We're now outside the river and into a different part of Vilna. We're coming to Schnippischok. We're coming to Schnippischok. And in Schnippischok, and we're actually following the route, except you go on what's called the Green Bridge. And when you'll go back later, you'll see a few more bridges going over. And this is how all the Levayas took place. We're going by bus, but the Jews walked from where we just left, carried the bier, went over the bridge, and went to the old Jewish cemetery of Vilna, which is where we're going now. And that old cemetery was in the Schnippischok section of Vilna. It had its own shuls, it had its own rabbonim, but it was it's called a parvar, an outside neighborhood of Vilna today, part of the city of Vilna. And that Beis Olam was in existence from 1487. From 1487 until it was closed by the government in 1830. Thousands and thousands of Jews, and very famous Jews, are buried in that cemetery, including originally the Gaon of Vilna, and including the Chai Yada, and including Moshe Rifkis, the Be'er Hagola, and so on. The most famous Rabbanim of Vilna, the brother of Chaim Volozhin, Reb Shlomo Zalman, Reb Zalman, the Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, and almost all the Talmud of the Vilna Gaon are buried in that cemetery. So that was closed in 1830. After it was closed in 1830, it was very carefully guarded, taken care of by the Jewish community through 1940, when, of course, in June of 1940, the Russians came in, took over Lithuania, and shortly afterwards, 1941, the Germans came in. That cemetery survived that early period. In 1950, the Russian government at the time decided to destroy the cemetery, plow it over. Whoever was buried there, presumably, is still buried there, but the cemetery was plowed over, and a sports stadium was built on the grounds of the cemetery. We're going to that stadium now. And when we get there, we'll see what remains of that cemetery and the memorial to two people who were buried in that cemetery. One is the Vilna Gaon, the other was the Ger Tzedek. The Ger Tzedek